Now, turning attention to the man who's in studio with me here, it's Marty Morrissey.
Good morning, Marty.
Thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You very much indeed.
You're in Killarney. There's a sporting element to this. The ARI, the Active Retirement Ireland National Bowls Competition
Correct.
Is out in Ligal. 64 teams, huge numbers of people competing. That's a target audience for Hidden Hearing. They're sponsoring it as well, I know, from the point of view of people's health. So there's a lot going on.
There's an awful lot going on. And it's not just anybody who's over 60. I think Hidden Hearing has been there for 35 years. But hearing is the way we connect, and it is such a vital organ that we need to make sure that we cater for it and love it and mind it. And sometimes, I don't know, us fellas in particular are a bit careless, whether it's our heart or our hearing.
Yeah.
But, I have seen Hidden Hearing in operation at the ploughing. And they're just so professional and so thorough and so caring. And there's no embarrassment to it. I know my grandmother had a hearing aid, and I suppose that's my loose, tenuous connection. Mm. And it was a big monstrosity of a yoke, which she hated. But now I have friends who have hearing aids, and you don't even know they have it.
Yeah.
One guy tested me out for about 6 months, never saw it. It is literally what it says on the tin, which is hidden hearing. But what it does to people, it reconnects if you're having a little bit of difficulty. And it is, I mean, when you listen to Radio Kerry or RT Radio 1, or indeed a TV Sport, and you listen to Kerry winning the All-Ireland, you want to hear it in all its stereo sound.
Yeah.
So it is so important. Or indeed enjoy the Christmas festivities, whether it is Mass or any service that you're going to, you want to be able to hear it. So it is very, very important. And certainly Hidden Hearing, who are in Kerry and in Killarney today and tomorrow, I think, as I remember, and they have a free 7-step hearing assessment. And again, I can vouch for them because I'm only helping them out because I'm aware of people, friends of mine, and as I said, my family, my late grandmother had a hearing problem, that what they do is done so professionally. It is not, you're not in the public domain.
Yeah.
You're not being embarrassed. You're being checked out, and it is such a vital thing to be able to do.
If you're not checked out, if you let it slide, it's like anything else in your health, but particularly with hearing, as you mentioned, the social aspect of it. If your hearing starts to go, you can have seen it with people, they start to withdraw from life. You can't get involved in the conversation.
No.
The brain starts slowing down. Yeah. You don't get that kind of necessary human contact every day or interest or hear something new that interest engages your brain. And if you have a problem, if you act early, you can, the technology is there now to really solve it and stop the deterioration almost. But if you leave it go too late.
Correct. And if people are like me, I mean, thanks be to God that my eyesight is fine. But I got my eyes tested out, and sometimes I wear glasses.
Yeah.
But I haven't done it in public yet at a match because I get such a slagging.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And say, you're losing it, Martin.
Yeah.
And all this.
Yeah.
And that's part of the thing. Do you know
part
what I mean?
Part of the problem.
It's part of the problem. So it is literally not being afraid, and it is so discreet, and it is so wonderful that suddenly you're not embarrassed that you're saying, what? What did you say? What? And it is a sign that maybe your hearing is deteriorating, and it does happen. And certainly anybody over 60 years of age should get their hearing tested, and it will make such a difference to your life. So my advice is to do it immediately. There's a free helpline, by the way, 1800 370 000, 1800 370 000, an easy number to remember. And there are mobile health units around the country as well, and I've been in them as well, and everybody gets their hearing tested. As I said, discreetly and professionally.
Yeah.
So go out and do it today.
At the same time, the Irish Heart Foundation also has a mobile health unit around, and they're again, they're asking people to go for free pulse checks, blood pressure check, and then information around that, and again, to make sure everything's going
well. I'm very much aware of that, Jerry, because again, I suppose I'm giving you the family history today, and thanks for God we're all healthy. But my father and my grandfather both died of heart attacks, and my father had a triple bypass and a pacemaker put in. But you never know what's going on in your system. And I had a touch of atrial fibrillation. I fell off a bicycle a couple of years ago after my mother died, and I didn't know I had it, and I thought it was my rib cage. So you never know what's going on your body.
Yeah.
And what the Irish Heart Foundation, what Hidden Hearing are doing, are providing a fabulous service to go and just test it out. But we need to do it. And I don't know about you, Jerry. Are you good at getting your bloods tested?
Yeah, every year I go for an MOT to see what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm more into it now as I get older. But before, I said, sure, I'm grand.
And I'm fine. I'm feeling ill and hearty.
And the last thing you want to do is concede that there's anything wrong, unless there is something wrong, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And it's literally hidden in your body that you can't see it. So it is well worth doing an NCT test and getting everything checked out, whether it is the hidden hearing or the heart, making sure everything is working perfectly. And the services are there now. And mobile units for the heart, the Irish Heart Foundation, they're two organizations that I love because I think they do incredible work, not alone in Kerry, but indeed nationwide.
Yeah, okay. Marty, you're back relatively recently from the Marty Party.
I am.
In Spain, how did that go?
We had a great time, and I have to thank all the people at Kerry because they gave me incredible support. And indeed, we haven't launched it next year, but now that I'm with you, Jerry, I'm telling the people for the first time. I'm giving you the exclusive, Jerry. We are going again next October to the Diamante Hotel in Calpe in Spain from the 1st to the 8th of October. And we have a very impressive lineup. This time, we're going to have a big Eurovision night. Johnny Logan is coming.
Oh, brilliant.
And Paul Harrington, Linda Martin, Eve Kavanagh. We also have the traditional elements of Whistling Donkeys are coming. We have Gerard Donnell and Trevor Sexton. PJ Murray, my neighbour, is coming. And brilliant. People love him down here. And Patrick O'Sullivan from West Cork, who is one of the biggest hits of all time. I didn't know Patrick until last year, but you know, Patrick would be at Cork Airport and he'd go to Farn Four as well and be singing Leaving on a Jet Plane, you know that?
Yeah.
Got a great crowd going. So we're launching it today. We're here with you and you can email Deirdre at cholestertravel.com or you can ring her at 085-753-9038.
Yeah.
And I know the people at Kerry who supported us last year on the great crack, but spread the word. We're going to have a bigger event next year. We're going to have a dancing night, an exclusive dancing night in the Piano Bar where we'll have all these wonderful artists and all you do is dance all night long, as Lionel Richie said.
Sounds
but Deirdre,
great.
Again, if you want that number, 085-753-9038. That's the hotline.
Talk to me a bit about the day job, Marty. What did you think of Kerry and Tipperary winning the All-Ireland 2 months before? You wouldn't have picked either of those teams to win the All-Ireland this year, would you?
No, I don't know. Hold on, no. I'm from Clare, so we were big fans of Kerry up across.
Yes.
Except when you're playing us and you hammer us every year. And every time I say that to the Kerry people, they give me that beautiful Kerry smile. I say, you're doing grand. Mm. I thought Kerry were awesome when they got to Croke Park.
Yeah.
And considering that they didn't have a very testing Munster, I know they had a game against Cork, which was testing. There was one game. But overall, they had an easy game against my own crowd, unfortunately, from our perspective. But you'd have to admire them. But in the three games against the Northern teams, they were Donegal, Tyrone and Donegal. They were simply awesome. And in this great town just out the road, you've the two Clifford brothers. And they're just, fabulous players and fabulous young men.
Was it a good year for hurling and football?
I think it was, yeah. I mean, I do think, and I've always said it, I do think the season needs to be extended. I think it needs to breathe a little bit. I would be a traditionalist. I'll fly that flag until the day I die. I think the All-Ireland should be in September.
Right.
But I'll compromise. I'm very flexible. I'd go for as August at least. I think it needs a little bit of breathing space. I think Munster hurling finals, when they draw, should go to a replay.
Yeah.
I think you need that. And I mean, apart from the financial aspect from the GAA, I think at the end of the day, the players are amateurs and they need to draw breath. And it was wonderful and it is dramatic the way Cork won the Munster hurling final this year with extra time and penalties. I'd like to see another day out and give everybody a chance.
Overall, you think the rules, plenty of football, they've made a different product?
Oh, 100%. I think the FRC did a fabulous job. And I think while we have the two pointers from out the field, we have the solo and goal, which I love. I think they all blend. I mean, initially you say, God, there's a lot of them. And then you say, do you know what? This is going to work.
Yeah.
And it has transformed the game. And from our point of view, Jerry, and I are in the broadcasting game. I was fed up. My vocabulary was being tested.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing the word recycling, where I wanted now for players to go forward and give the ball. There is still I would have to say that I probably think there's still too much hand passing. And they didn't touch it at all, which I was surprised at. But that's a very minor complaint. I think overall, the game of Gaelic football has been revisited, reinvigorated, and it's a game that I fell in love with up in West Clare and admired the Pat Spillanes and the Mikey Sheehys and the Ger Powers and Bomber Liston that I loved and admired when I was a young fella. And to see Gaelic football back at its best is wonderful.
Okay, Marty, listen, thanks for calling in to us. Good luck out in the Dinnegan at the National Bowls competition taking place over the next few days.
I come to the Marty Party in October.
Might indeed do if I get the time off from Radio Kerry.
We're working it. We'll talk to the boss.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Marty Morrissey with us online. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.